Thank you. And
once again, a warm welcome to you to our service here at Metropolitan Baptist Church. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30. We're going to continue our study on the life of Jacob and his two wives, Rachel and Leah. That in itself tells you there are problems. And there are some real interpersonal relationships, interpersonal struggles, I should say, within this love triangle. And so far we have studied the fact of envy there in chapter 30, verse number 1. We have noted that much in the area of interpersonal relationships or problems within relationships stems back to envy. And also we studied in verse number 2 the issue of anger, wanting to take control of a situation. Anger is another reason why you and I often struggle in our relationships, simply because we want to have control, and in order to control we get angry as a means of trying to gain control. Or the reason why we can't control and we get angry. Last Sunday morning, you might recall, for those that were here, we noted the issue of a competitive spirit. A competitive spirit. That will also lead to interpersonal struggles. So thus far, we've noted envy, anger, a competitive spirit as means by which people enter into conflict within their relationships, whether it be husband and wife, whether it be parent-child, whether it be just friends, between family members. Often envy and anger and a competitive spirit are the very reasons why we are struggling within our relationships. Now we're going to note some further means of struggle from the life of Rachel and Leah here. Note then verse number 14, please, of Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30, note then verses 14 and 15. The Bible reads, "And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field. And she brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, Give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, Is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldest thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, Therefore, he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes." Let's bow for prayer. O God in heaven, we ask now that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher this evening. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, the Bible teaches us in verse number 14 that it's wheat harvest time, and that would mean it would be May in the Middle East. Wheat harvest normally begins in that May month, so it's wheat harvest time. And young Reuben is Leah's eldest son. At this point, he is probably at least 8 to 10 years old, at least, if about that age. And the Bible teaches us that during wheat harvest, there in verse number 14, that Reuben finds some mandrakes in the field. So Reuben, while he's in the field, he found some mandrakes and he brings them to his mother, Leah. This is simply a young boy picking some flowers for his mother. That's what nice young boys do. They pick flowers for their mother. Well, it so happens that Reuben finds these mandrakes. Now, what are mandrakes? Well, in the biblical setting, they were also known as love apples. Mandrakes have a dark green leaf and carrot-like root, and they have a white and reddish flower, and they smell. They have a beautiful smell and a little fruit like an apple. So Reuben, being a nice little boy, the eldest boy,